producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, indeed, what a great thing to do. I mentioned yesterday being September 11th, that I was a little disconcerted, discombobulated, because I'd been out in front of the World Trade Center on the 10th, the night before, and had missed somehow the 2 hours that they'd put up the columns of light, which has been a part of the experience of September 11th for most of the last decade, when there was just the rubble, when there was, it was obviously not there the first year. The first year, having been down there, there were Klieg lights, and there was no electricity per se, and the air was all kind of chewy yellow. So everything, any light that was down there, basically the Klieg lights, were reflected, just because although the weather was really good through basically almost the end of December in 2001, the air was just very, as I know, it's thick. It was yellow and very reflective. And on the first anniversary, I think it's when they started the columns of light, which were very touching, and you could see them from very far away. And they were two columns, obviously, to commemorate the Twin Towers. And they've been part of the commemoration for the last, as I said, a little more than a decade. And now the tower itself is up. I think it's supposed to open for business, I think early next year, which is about a year ahead of time, actually. But the building is intact and beautiful, and highly photographed. So it wasn't clear what was going to happen this year. Last year they did have the columns, and for sometimes they ran for a week. So when I found out that they were only going to run for the couple of hours, as I mentioned yesterday, I thought, well, gee, you know, what's that about? So I was out last night, and sure enough, they didn't. It was very interesting because this was it's a different place, because there's no longer the space, I guess, to put them at Ground Zero anymore, because Ground Zero now has a museum and has it has the Freedom Tower. I mean, it has this humongous building and lots of tourists. So it wasn't there. As far as I can tell, it was a little hard to tell exactly the placement, but I think what it was, on the top of a garage, which is about maybe 8 to 10 blocks from the World Trade Center, and there were two columns, but they kind of converged at the top. It was almost like an arch. I sent Shane a picture of it last night, and I think when he gets a moment, he'll put it up on the website.
Yeah, so you can go get it up there.
Well, aren't you the best?
Hey, I gotta ask you, is the new World Trade Center, is it right on the exact footprint of where the two towers were before?
It's not exactly the footprint, because the museum is actually the footprint.
Okay.
But it's in the same, I'm just trying to think exactly, it's kind of between the two footprints.
Interesting.
Because remember,
okay,
there were two buildings.
Yep.
And so I think, I'm just trying to remember exactly what the place, but the museum itself is all underground, essentially. It's 6 stories underground.
Okay.
And so it's got the actual footprint. And as I said, I've been in those buildings a lot. And when I went to the museum, it's very disorienting. And I'm relatively good at spatial relationships, and I still had a little bit of a trouble sorting it out, just orienting myself. My understanding, and I'm closing my eyes to try and visualize this, is that the new Freedom Tower is basically in the middle.
Okay.
Because
that makes sense,
if you go into the enclosure where because part of where the footprint is kind of this, it seems like an infinity pool is on the top. This looks like an infinity pool going down as opposed to up. And that's been part of the memorial, not the museum, but the memorial for the last, 5 years, where people could go and get a ticket and visit. It was free, but they got a ticket. You had to get a ticket. And it was always crowded. And so that's part of the footprint. And I'm just trying to remember, to think exactly. It's on the same lot, is what I'm telling you,
right,
which was a huge
right.
amount of space.
Sure.
And it's hard to get the sense, because as I said, I've been in the memorial, I've been in the museum. I have not been in the building itself yet, but I walk by it all the time. And it's hard to get a sense of how really big it is. And last night, I was over at the World Financial Center, which is just across the highway from it. And so when I walked out, you just don't have a sense of how really huge. That's the tallest building in America. It's 1,776 feet high. And it's,
that's big one.
Yeah. And from the distance, I mean, you have the feeling, yeah, this is a big building, but how truly massive it is. And it's constructed in terms of the architecture to look almost floating. As I said, it was really designed to look like a helix. And as close as you can get to making steel and glass look like they're curving around one another,
it
comes
does,
very
too,
close
yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful building. But it is massive, and you don't have the sense of how really huge it is until you're... And you can't be right on top of it, because when you're right on top of it, you just look up. And so it doesn't really give you that sense. And when you're far enough
that,
away
right?
from it, yeah, there's just... But it was one of the first times. And as I said, I live not very far from it, so I'm around it all the time. I walk past it all the time, talk to workmen all the time. You know, watch it go up. Obviously have somewhat of an emotional connection to it. But last night, I think, was the first time I really had the sense of... I just happened to be, I guess, in the right place at the right time of really how incredibly massive that building is. And so the towers of light are really arch. They kind of meet in the middle, which they didn't before. They just went up into the heavens. And now they kind of... It's almost like an arch. And they're not at the same site that they used to be. They were at the World Trade Center. Where they were at Ground Zero, and they're not anymore, for the obvious reason is that you can't put it there. And my understanding of just looking at trying to figure it out last night is they're on top of the garage, and so there are two pillars, but they do converge. So the you'll see the picture, and I sent a bunch of pictures to Shane because I wanted to see just the towers of light, which have always been, I thought, really inspirational.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a great idea for someone to do and then to actually implement it. But this is the first juxtaposition I can remember where you can... And it, they're not... Because I guess what I expected was that the towers of light would be on either side of the Freedom Tower.
Right.
They're not.
Okay.
You can tell.
Huh.
And I sort of tried to get them all in the same picture.
Yeah.
And I was down, literally almost lying on the pavement to do it because both are so tall. And the other thing I probably should have taken pictures of was everybody taking pictures of it. Because
I did see a few people in that one of those pictures. Yeah, there was
lots
quite a
of
few
people
out there taking pictures. Yeah.
And it was really funny because I live down here, and so I'm around it all the time. And so it was interesting where people chose to take the pictures. And there was this one guy who had all this great setup and whatever, and I said, you know what, if you go about 20 feet that direction, you're going to get a better perspective. He thought that was very cool.
Nice.
Now, why that didn't occur to him, I don't know. Because there's an esplanade down here. There's the West Side Highway, and the garage is right on the West Side Highway, but it's on the east side. Then there's the West Side Highway, which is we refer to lovingly down here as the Avenue of Death. And because they just whoosh, and they pay no attention to red lights, and it's at any rate. And then there's West Street, and there's between West Street and the West Side Highway is an esplanade with so that there are bicycle riders, and there's a dog run, and there's a kid run, and there's trees and beautiful, which is great, except the trees really are not helpful when you're taking pictures. So that's what I was trying to convince this guy. At any rate, go check out drjoy.com, and this has got to be one of the most photographed things in the world because it is now the number one tourist destination in the world. So, and it was truly beautiful last night and truly inspiring. And so that was, and it was a nice summer, late summer night. Everybody was out. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was talking. And apparently there really were some people who were very worried because someone was telling me it was the 400th anniversary of the Crusades where the Christians decimated the Muslims.
Oh, brother.
But I'm not sure what 400 years... I'm not sure they kept that accurate a calendar 400 years ago. And not to mention we've changed over calendars. But anyway, all safe and sound. If there's anything in your life that makes you feel unsafe or unsound, give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it is. It was really interesting. I was talking with a friend who happens to listen to the program. I promise you, it's not a requirement of a friendship. But he said, wow, that Ray Rice story, you have, he said, I know everybody was talking about it, but Sean and Rush couldn't talk about it the same way you did. And I thought, well, that's good. So that was kind of nice.
I agree with that statement. That's
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there are stories that you know that are clearly ones that
cut out for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Got my name written on them. There we go.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think this one's going to go away. But Roger Goodell seems to be hanging in. I don't think he's going to make
it
through.
That's surprising,
next week.
Isn't it? I can't imagine he would. But I honestly didn't think he'd make it through this week either.
I didn't either. Well, I think that it bespeaks his clout that. Well, and you see that this whole story about when he knew and what he knew, this is like the Penn State story all over again.
Yeah, it is. It really is, yeah.
So, but you know what? I don't know why people, you know, and I get asked this question a lot because whenever, you know, a governor takes, you know, a 19-year-old out of state or, you know, runs off with his mistress, and people say, well, you know, how could they thought they were going to get away with it? And there's a simple answer. Arrogance. That people in a position of power, especially in a democracy, some way more than a democracy, you know, more than a democracy than anything else, figure if they get to a certain point, they don't have to follow the rules anymore. They just don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are lots of examples of that in our jurisprudence system and our political system of people getting away with stuff. It's really interesting. I was talking with a guy who's from France, and he's very French, very, very. And they were talking about the fact that, you know, that the latest peccadilloes of the latest French politician, and you know, somebody was saying, well, how would they get away with it? And my response is, they're French. And my French friend's response was, you guys don't really understand that, you know, that we were a monarchy for most of our history. We've only been, you know, a republic for, you know, a couple hundred years. And so when guys are in politics, you know, prime ministers think that they're kings. I said, that doesn't explain American problems.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
I said, you know, we were part of the monarchy, too, until a couple hundred years ago. But it's just arrogance that, you know, that, well, I can get away. I don't think I've told you my story. I'll tell you my story quickly, even though my listeners, I think, have probably heard it before. At one point, I had a TV show, and I've had TV shows a couple times. And they asked me what I wanted in my dressing room, and I said fruit. And they said, no, we know that, but what kind of booze? And I said, I don't drink. And so I had this kind of Carmen Miranda, the entire product of, you know, Mexico and South America fruit. In my dressing room, and I was eating. I was talking with a bunch of people, and was for some unbeknownst reason, they decided I should have a pink carpet on the set. And pink actually shows much worse than either black or white. It was kind of a cute idea, and it was a very pretty carpet, but it was not a wise idea. At any rate, so you couldn't. They didn't want any food or any beverage or anything on the set, which was perfectly reasonable. And so I was happily munching a pear, and they said, "We need you on set." And I said, "Okay, I'll be there in just a second." And they said, we need you. Well, I said, I have to throw this away. I had the peach pit. Or it was a pear. Pear, whatever we call that. The, you know, the core.
It could be a pit, too, I think.
What do you call the thing of a pear? Because it's not really a pit. It's that little stringy thing.
Yeah.
The stem.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And so I said, I'll throw it away. And like 10 hands kind of popped out. And I said, what are you doing? They said, we'll take it. And I said, no, this is garbage. They said, yeah, we know, we'll take it. And I said, no, I do my own garbage. But, I mean, if I were, you know, a 20-year-old sort of idiot of either sex, of any denomination, and someone said, you know, here, I'll take care of your garbage. After that happens a couple of times, and you don't really have much life experience, and you're kind of, you know, focused on yourself a little bit, which is an easy thing to do in that kind of environment, you're going to think that you don't have to deal with your garbage, that, you know, that anything you do is okay, that there will be somebody who will take care of everything in your life. And that's a distortion. So, and it's not, I don't think people necessarily start out that way, but it's a very seductive system. Trust me, I always dump my own garbage, but you can see where that comes from. Anyway. All right. So I thought we had gotten an email from a listener in, I think, Maine. I think it was Susan in Maine, who wanted to know it was okay to watch, for her kid to watch The Wizard of Oz. It was too scary. And I don't know how old her kid was, and she didn't share that with me. But I said, under the age of 10, not a very good idea. Just because there's some truly scary things. They've got the flying monkeys, you've got the cackling witches, you've got the house falling on the witch, you've got the tornado, you've got Dorothy being swept away, you know, we've got Toto running away, we've got the cow flying through the air. Oh, the thing about the cow flying through the air is that it's so silly compared to today's CGI that's more silly than scary. But nevertheless, there's some genuinely scary things. And the wizard himself, that big voice. And there's some sadness in there. The sadness kids may or may not pick up on, but certainly there's some scary stuff. So it made me think, gee, maybe we should talk about movies from your childhood. Not your favorite movies as an adult, but movies from childhood. So, Shane, do you have any movies from your childhood that were particularly memorable?
You know, there was this horrible TV series that we watched. Or I wasn't really supposed to watch it, but I kind of snuck through and watched when I was a kid, and it horrified me.
What was it?
It was called V. Do you remember that? It was about some alien invasion.
It was called V?
V, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
the in the 80s, yeah. And I'll tell you what, that terrified me for probably a good 3-4 years. I mean, it just...
It's interesting that you should say that, because when I was thinking about things that scared me as a kid, there actually, one came as a result of what you just said, but what came to mind first was The Twilight Zone.
Oh,
and I remember watching that. My parents would absolutely... We didn't have a television until very late, and we didn't go to movies. We went to drive-ins occasionally because there were so many kids. Saturday matinees occasionally, but the Twilight Zone, and I can remember hearing my parents, the one, there was the invisible woman or man or something where you unwrap the bandages and the rocking chair kept going.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, clearly I still remember that. And the television sets still had cathode ray tubes in them, so my parents would come home and put their hand on the television to see if it was warm.
To see if it was warm, sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it was a double scary. The movie itself on Twilight Zone was very scary, and knowing you were about to get caught was really scary.
Right.
But the movie I remember that scared me probably the most from my childhood was called Them.
Oh, I've seen that. That's
and it was radioactive ants.
Yes.
Can you believe I can? And I probably saw that when I was too young, is the answer.
Right,
but,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe I was, you know, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah,
I don't even know when that came out.
The age I was when when I saw that TV show too, it was about 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think it's maybe that's the whole thing. Is that kids? You know, that those are the ages. It apparently came out in 1954. So I don't think I saw it as the first run.
Yeah, but, you probably weren't born yet.
Yeah, well, or gleam in my father's eye. All righty, folks, back with whatever's on your mind, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ashley, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Ashley. I've got my galoshes on, so I'm ready for the flood.
Right.
Tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is a new career.
Yay.
And it's an exciting career because it's about a career to help people.
Good.
But it's starting my own business. And it's kind of scary and lonely and anxiety provoking. And my inner critic is coming up. And I kind of wanted to see if you could relate at all or have any advice.
All right, give me a little background. How old are you, Ashley?
Sure, I'm 30.
Okay. And can you give me a hint about the nature of the business?
Absolutely. Well, generically speaking, it's health coaching, really. And I wanted to be a shrink like you when I was younger. But this is a little bit more immediate. It gives me access to a lot more people right away and a little bit more confidence in my work.
Okay, well, you may even want to think about adding a little bit, whether or not you go ahead and get a PhD or even an MSW. Although, look, I'm going to tell you, if you're really looking to do the kind of thing it sounds like you're wanting to do and you're not sure that you want to invest the time or energy in a PhD, I would think about especially starting your own business, but maybe taking some night courses or whatever, adult education, on either PsyD or MSW, a Master's in Social Work. A Master's in Social Work is a very practical degree, and it usually only takes about a year, and then you do an internship. So, and it may work really well with starting your own business. So, but that's aside. That's just in case you decide that you just really love this and would just like to kind of beef up your credentials a little bit. But for right now, what I might do is join some civic organizations for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a very good way of publicizing what you do. I've mentioned before, when I first started out as a therapist, therapists weren't allowed to advertise at all. I mean, right now they've relaxed the restrictions to a very large extent. But when I started out, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, you weren't allowed to advertise. So what I did was I accepted every free speaking engagement that anybody ever asked me to do, and they asked me to do a lot. PTAs, civic organizations, religious organizations, I gave gobs of speeches, because what I was doing is saying, you know, I have a practice, and here's how to get in touch with me. I always make sure I have business cards, and that's really how I began a practice. I also was part of a larger clinic, so that I got some referrals, but I got known fairly quickly in the community, and to a certain extent, the kind of work we do requires certainly some education and some background and some credentialing, but it also requires people just to know that you exist. And so that I would absolutely recommend giving some speeches, joining some civic organizations, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce or Toastmasters, Toastmistresses. So you're giving some speeches, you're out in the public, people get to know you, and if you give one good speech, someone else will come and say, gee, that was great, we come and speak for our organization. And eventually, you can start charging for these, but at the beginning, it's much more valuable as a referral source than it will be as a source of income. It also takes care of that issue number two, which is feeling isolated. So I would join a bunch of groups. So that's the loneliness. That's a publicizing. What were some of the other things that you're a bit concerned about?
Oh boy, well, it's like the essence of the work, which is getting rid of the inner critic, asking the inner critic to be your best friend, but in addition to that, I'm experiencing my inner critic is popping up and saying, like, man, you don't know every single thing in the world. How can you be telling people anything?
All right, well, let me help you with that. First of all, I don't think anybody who is in a helping profession has to know everything. They just have to know what they don't know. And I would suggest a couple things. I sort of inadvertently gave you some of the suggestions at the beginning before I even knew what the specific concern was, which take a couple of courses. And you can now take them online, although, again, so you don't become isolated, I would highly encourage you to take them in the flesh rather than online, because it'll help you to sort of get to get a little bit more socialized. I also think that one of the things that I had to do, I just saw a very lousy play, which I would not recommend. In fact, the publicist is a friend of mine, and so my great gift to her is I'm not going to review it. But the idea is that part of what I had, I know, how nice a person am I, but one of the things that I had to do when I started out as a therapist was I had to be supervised. Which I didn't really resist, because I knew that I was relatively new at this, that I didn't really, and one of the points of this play is that this woman is crazy. I mean, she is, the therapist is really completely inappropriate and has a completely wrong-headed view of what therapy is and isn't. She flirts with her patients. She touches them. She hugs them. I mean, and I'm going. I'm hyperventilating in the theater, which was, of course, very entertaining to people around me. And she did have the supervisor. And in the play, the supervisor is kind of the villain of saying, no, you can't do this. But that a supervisor is incredibly helpful to say, when you run into a problem, when that inner critic says, well, you don't have to know everything. And if you're here on the air, I don't have to know everything. All I have to do is be able to help you think about something in a slightly different way. So if you have the sense that somehow you have to fix somebody, you're going to be in trouble. If you have the sense that you have to know all the answers, you're going to be in trouble. If you don't understand, this was probably the most valuable thing that someone told me. What they told me was completely wrong. They said, when you have to stop caring if you're going to do this. And that's wrong. It is. If you don't care, you're dangerous, and you shouldn't be doing it. What they meant, which I had to kind of work out for myself, was you have to understand very clearly where you stop and another person starts. And that's probably the most difficult thing to learn as a caregiving professional, whether you're talking medicine or psychology or social work or anything else, that understand where you stop, that you do the best you can and you help them in whatever way you can and you do care about them, but they ain't your friend, they ain't your responsibility, and it ain't your life. And I think supervision is really helpful, and you may actually need to pay someone to supervise you, but it's an incredibly valuable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so number one, I take some courses. Number two, I do a bunch of speeches, because hopefully you'll start off, and hopefully you're capitalized enough, you have enough savings that you can go for a while without much income. But number one, take some courses so you're kind of ballasting your good heart with your head. Number two, do a lot of speeches just so people know who you are. Join organizations so you're not so isolated, and it's a good source of referrals. Find someone to, it's not even mentor you as much as supervise you. And it's, I can remember, I was supervised at different levels from different people, and some of them were really kind and gentle. A couple of them were really nasty. But the nasty ones, to a certain extent, you're going to learn more from. So don't get somebody who's going to be gentle with you. Get somebody, especially if you're paying for it, who's just tough as they can be, so you learn. And you may be able to do that, through the psychology department. You may find somebody who's willing to do a trade with you in exchange for doing something. But to a certain extent, money is simplifies the daylights out of things. So just finding someone who is experienced enough, which means don't get a brand new graduate student because they're going to be as lost as you are. But there are a lot of things you don't really learn in graduate school, and you don't really learn about them. I touched somebody when I was first a therapist, and I was at the clinic. I was the youngest there. I was the only female. They sent me somebody who was a paranoid schizophrenic and had been for years undiagnosed, should have been hospitalized, and I saved her through, having said that you don't do that, through just sheer guts on my part and energy, but I nearly killed her as well, because at one point she was telling me these horrifying stories, which were probably in retrospect not true, and I touched her. I touched her hand, and man, that countertransference is a real issue. Transference is a real issue, and I was just lucky that she didn't end up dead because I was stupid, and it's not an uncommon phenomenon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So get somebody to supervise you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I really appreciate that. I had a similar experience like that as well. I worked in a group home.
And nobody tells you. And most of us who go into this profession go in because we genuinely like people and we care about them. And, we want to literally reach out and touch them. You just can't do it. It completely ruins the therapeutic experience. And that's what this play is about. And somehow she's supposed to be this charming, intrepid person who just says, well, you have to be authentic and I have to show the love. And that's how you kill people. Ashley, any other questions about starting your new business, Cookie?
Yes. When we last spoke, you mentioned getting resourceful, like finding free speaking engagements and finding somebody to supervise me. And actually, I had sought out a professional speaker from the school that I have been attending.
Good.
What we did was we struck a barter agreement that I could take this long, lengthy program of hers in exchange for some work.
Great.
So I thought that was a great idea. And I'm coming up with some kind of frustrating moments where I don't really know what to do, but I don't want to ask her for help because I'm supposed to be helping her. So this is kind of like a weird predicament that I was wondering if you've ever been involved in.
You don't have to have one person to answer all your questions. I mean, you're allowed to have various resources. So, and I mean, there are never ways of dealing with it. If you think she might actually know the answer, you can say to her, I have this one question, and I realize it's sort of out of the scope of our agreement, so I'm perfectly willing to, take you out for lunch and pick your brains. People do that to me all the time. I would weigh 1,000 pounds because they figure the price of a lunch is a lot cheaper than the price of an hour with me. So, if you think she might actually know the answer, then you can go to her and say, as I said, this is out of the scope of our agreement, but I'd love to, bake you a pie or something. Or can you, if you'd rather not, can you suggest someone that you think might be a good resource for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you don't have to have all your eggs in one basket. It's okay to have multiple resources. It's also, going back to the school from which you matriculated is not a bad idea, because quite often alums are perfectly willing. I get requests all the time from the schools that I went to. We mentor
call
somebody, and I do when I have time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, kiddo, listen.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If it's on your mind, give me a call. Whatever it is, I'd be delighted to help you with it. Whatever it is, 855-99-DR-JOY. Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good. Hey, I've been wondering about something, and I was hoping maybe you could help me with this. What determines and who gets to decide what is a normal sex life?
The two of you. So let's, the two of you, you and your partner. But, I mean, I can certainly, and I think I would stick with that answer, but I can also give you a little bit more specifics if you'd like to give me a little bit more information as well. Are
well,
you...
I,
Go ahead.
I don't really necessarily want to be psychoanalyzed. I just want to know what they teach you in your schooling.
Well, it's not about psychoanalyzing. Right, let me just give you kind of the things that I would ask you, which is your age, how often you would like to have sex if we're up to you, how often your partner would like to have sex if we're up to them. What are there any other factors? I mean, is it long distance? Do you have kids? Do both of you work? Are there any medical conditions involved? So if you're, I mean, I can give you the statistics, which are sort of meaningless, because two 18-year-olds are going to have a different sex, especially if they're living with their parents. But let's just assume two 18-year-olds are married, and their sex life is very likely going to look a little different than somebody who is in their 30s with four kids, or somebody who is in their 60s. So, I think the average number of times that Americans have sex during the week, which is, again, I can give you the number, but it's kind of meaningless, is about 2.5 times a week, whatever that means, which means you take everybody at all those ages. But the point is the two 18-year-olds who have just gotten married may have sex 3 times a day. And somebody who's 60 may, or conversely, somebody who's 60 may be having sex 3 times a day. So it varies so much with circumstances, and that's why I wasn't really being flip, well, maybe a little flip, but also accurate about that a good sex life is going to be determinant about what works for you guys. And, for example, if one of you has a huge deadline at work that you're that a project that needs to start on the first day of the month and finish on the last day of the month, sex during that month may be a little iffy. On the other hand, if you're on vacation, you may be having sex a couple times a day. So you hear, I'm not trying to avoid or evade your question. And we know that it was funny. I was thinking about it today that Viagra has changed men's sexual role, because it used to be that, you know, after 50 or so, that men tended to have less sex. And I think Viagra has changed all that. And I was thinking today, for reasons that were not terribly clear to me, I guess there was an article I was reading, that what is the equivalent of Viagra for women? And I thought, affection, which is partially true. It turns out Viagra actually works on women as well, because just a vasodilator. But so I wasn't trying to psychoanalyze you as much as help you focus on exactly what's going on in your life, and whether you wanted more sex and how to get it, or whether you felt that your partner was making unrealistic demands and how to deal with that. So it wasn't psychoanalysis.
Okay, well,
it was analysis by a psychologist, which is different.
Okay. Well, we're in our 50s.
Okay.
And I still would like it every day. And
okay.
She's kind of gotten to the point where she doesn't care for it. I mean, she enjoys it when she has it, but and
okay.
I've always had a strong appetite.
Okay.
For sex.
So
and,
if I said to you,
I want to know what the line is between
okay.
a good, healthy sexual appetite and crossing the line into just a full-blown pervert.
Well, I don't think. I mean, presumably. All right. How often are you actually having sex? You would like to have it every day.
Pretty much every day.
All right. So is there? Would you like to have more sex than that?
No, but I know she doesn't care to have it every day, and I know that she's basically doing it to accommodate me. And
okay. All right, let me ask you this question. Do you know, if I said to you, I'll give you $1 million, if you could say or do whatever it would take for your wife to say, Jim, could we have sex tonight, could you get that $1 million? In other words, could you tell me after presumably a bunch of years of marriage what turns your wife on? How to turn her on? And I'm not necessarily talking about in the bedroom, but would lead to the bedroom, would lead to sexual behavior.
Well, like you said, if affection.
Mm-hmm. How about taking her dancing?
No, she wouldn't want to go dancing.
Okay, a lot of women are crazy for dancing because it's kind of sex without the without having to clean up afterward. All right, so affection. Are you affectionate to her?
Well, we've been married 32 years, and we've kind of fallen into a routine, you know.
All right. Here's what I'm going to suggest to you, darling. Because I think what you're asking is a very legitimate question. I think you're not quite asking the question that you want to ask, but I'm getting the sense of it. What you'd like is to have a better sex life, not necessarily more frequent, but one that you felt that she was enjoying it as much as you were enjoying it. So you didn't feel like you were inflicting sex upon her. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So the question then is not what's a normal sex life, but how do I get my wife more interested in sex? So, and what I would say to her is, the first thing, I wouldn't say anything. What I would do is I would decide that in the next week to 10 days, that I would start a campaign to woo your wife. And if this is sounding like, oh, damn, then you're not getting it, because this should be like, wow, that's kind of an interesting notion. Here's this woman I've known for all these years, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make her crazy about me because I know her. I have all this information, and okay, she's gotten a little sloppy about trying to make me feel cherished, but I've probably gotten a little sloppy about making her feel cherished too. So what I'm going to do for the next week, I'm going to take all my smart... What do you do for a living?
Can I interrupt for a second?
No, just answer. Wait a minute. Jim, just answer the question for just a second. I promise I'll let you say it. Okay. So how do you plan your route ahead of time?
I got a regular schedule. I work days. I'm home every day.
But what I'm saying is that my guess is if you've been successful at your job for a lot of years, that you have certain things that you know work really well. And sometimes you get sloppy about them, but, for example, you may decide that I'm going to take a different route, either because I'm curious or because there's traffic or whatever. You have options. What I'm saying is use that same skill. I'm going to let you interrupt me in just one second, and decide that I'm going to make my wife fall in love with me in the next week. And my guess is that you could do it, number one. Number two, it would be enormously fun for you. She's going to say, what's going on? Are you having an affair? Which hopefully she will not say, but that's not an uncommon phenomenon. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and when we come back, we need to take a break here. I'm going to let you tell me whatever you want to interrupt me with, all right? And then we'll go from there. Carlos, we'll get to you as well. 855-99 Dr. Joy. What's a normal sex life? What are you doing right and wrong? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.